Thank you and good morning. One of the items the Eureka City Council will discuss at tonight's meeting is the best way to find a replacement for Councilmember Lance Madsen, who will resign his position once a suitable replacement has been found. The city has been through this process several times in the past, and current Councilmember Melinda Cherubellini was the latest member who was initially appointed to the council and then went on to win the seat in an election. Councilmember Mike Newman thinks the appointment process makes the most sense and saves the city money.
Well, in my opinion, the financial reasons really stand out. It just makes financial sense to do an appointment. There's no way that the special election, you know, going through all of that and paying for it, that is really necessary to have that expense with the city of Eureka.
Newman also said he has heard from interested parties.
Well, there's several that have made some inquiries in. I don't know if they've put their applications into the city clerk yet, so I hesitate to mention any names, but there has been several that have inquired into that position in the past week or so.
The council is expected to choose the appointment process. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning at 9 o'clock in board chambers, and in addition to discussing new mental health care rates, recognizing Veterans Day, and receiving a quarterly budget report, the supervisors will also discuss how money from the Headwaters Revolving Loan Fund will be distributed. Currently, the Arcata Economic Development Corporation and REDEC are authorized to issue loans from the revolving loan funds, and county staff recommends allowing requests for proposals to widen the lending pool. Both the AEDC and REDEC have received short-term extensions on lender agreements with the county, but returns on those loans have been less than expected. The goal of the resolution is to broaden the scope of Headwaters funding throughout other lenders. Both the AEDC and REDEC are expected to issue their own requests for proposal. There is a chance that the annual Oysterfest in Arcata may be moved from the plaza to another location in the city. Arcata Main Street, which operates the Oyster Festival, is asking business leaders and both members and non-members of Arcata Main Street to attend a meeting at 6 o'clock tonight to discuss the future of the Oyster Festival. There were complaints from both visitors and business owners on the plaza after fencing was erected at this year's festival, and the future of both the fences and the festival location are up for discussion. The roundtable meeting will be held in the Plaza View Room, and for more information, contact Arcata Main Street staff. Mendocino authorities have been contacted by the family of Eureka resident Artemio Chavez, a man his family says was one of four men who fled from law enforcement in two vehicles on National Forest land in Mendocino County in late October. The men were suspected of tending to an illegal marijuana grow in the area. Chavez has not contacted his family since that incident and has been reported as a missing person. He's described as an adult Hispanic male, 5'7", 190 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And Eureka POP officers arrested 51-year-old Michael Silva and 28-year-old Michelle Banda after serving a search warrant at a motel on Broadway in connection with heroin trafficking. Both Silva and Banda were booked on possession and probation charges after officers found some 27 grams of heroin in the motel room. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol has identified the victim involved in a fatal traffic collision on Highway 299 on Saturday afternoon as 65-year-old Leslie Irene Charles of Redding. Charles was in the back seat of a vehicle driven by Rama Sanders when they collided with a pickup truck, and their car was knocked off the roadway and tumbled down a steep hillside. Charles suffered fatal injuries, and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. The sheriff's office is investigating an assault of a 19-year-old Eureka woman who reported she was attacked in her home after she returned from work on Sunday. The woman said there was a dark-skinned male inside her residence who assaulted her, and after she managed to get outside, the assault continued before the suspect fled on foot. That suspect is described as an adult male, mid-30s, 6 feet tall, with a shaved head and a mustache. He was wearing a white t-shirt, blue jeans, and has multiple tattoos on his arms and could have scratch marks on his face from the assault. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And deputies investigating a home invasion robbery that occurred last week have recovered a sawed-off shotgun and a handgun suspected of being used in that robbery. Three men, Leonard McCovey, William Parks, and Tierney Perry, were arrested in connection with the incident. Deputies also recovered a motorcycle that was stolen during that robbery. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.